The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, it's Friday, and believe it or not, it's the last Friday in January already. Wow. Dean Henderson is up first tonight. Dean joins us once a month. Outstanding writer, analyst, journalist, researcher, on press TV a lot, on internet TV. And, of course, he has his own columnist site for his archives on our homepage, your homepage. Dean, hello. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Oh, God. Well, we made it over the hump. All I can say is it's getting uglier out there all the time. I don't know if we're finding more things out or if it actually is getting worse. It's probably both. There was a story the other day, yesterday, about they're deploying A-10 Warthogs to Afghanistan now to take out illegal drug and opium operations. Now, what they're doing is, they didn't tell the whole story. They're going in there to take out competing drug operations, not ours.
Maybe just to take out the opium and bring it here.
It's all nuts.
Take it out of there. Bring it over here. Turn it into Bayer Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, and then, wait a minute. Here's another one. Pennsylvania, I think it's Pennsylvania, has now, because of the so-called opioid crisis, legalized professionally administered heroin injections. Did you see that?
No, that's crazy.
I got to find this.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. So what's going on? What's at the top of your agenda here?
Yeah, just I think general craziness of it is about it, and just the increasing sort of lynch mob mentality, and the FBI Russiagate thing's coming apart at the seams. That's kind of funny, finally, and with this memo saying this FBI guy talking about how there was a 0% chance that Trump had anything to do with Russia. And so this is coming to a screeching halt, but how the media reports that outcome right. to people.
You know.
Thing. But it started to look like J. Edgar Comey, kind of. And the FBI is pretty crooked, and this is all
J. Edgar creepy.
FBI people.
You know, this is, he is kind of creepy when you think about it. And kind of an innocuous way. There's something going on here, and I've sat back like you and looked at this. I don't waste a lot of my time on it because it's such crap. But I honestly think there's a lot of this that is sub soap opera grade trash. that the media seems to be getting off on. They're having fun or they're being told to push it. Who cares? How long are they going to do this? I mean, it's such an asinine thing. The whole thing is stupid.
It's it's just anti-Russia. It's really about just creating a new Cold War mentality in the minds of Americans and, you know, just reinforcing that because they don't like at all what Putin is doing in so many different arenas.
He is such a brilliant statesman. What a great man. He is a great man.
Yeah, he is. And they don't like it. He's got integrity. They don't like that. They don't like integrity, and especially when you got integrity and you got a lot of nuclear missiles aimed at us. And, you know, that's really, they really don't like integrity because they're a bunch of scumbags and need to be mopped up. Somebody's got to mop these guys up.
They're the worst. Here's another one for you. Let's see if I can pull this up real quick. All these headlines are always dancing around in my head. This came out yesterday. Trump officially restores Cold War. I mean, like, you know, we can't tell. That's what he's a flunky, but his control.
He knuckled him under with
that's
all this Russiagate stuff. That was the whole point. Yeah. You know, inculcate a new generation of Americans, brainwash them to be anti-Russian, pro-British, pro-Israeli, all that stuff. They had to knuckle Trump under and get him to turn on Russia really hard, which, you know, when Tillerson accuses Russia of basically being responsible for the poison gas attack, which every time ISIS thugs get defeated in Syria, they pull out the old poison gas.
Another CW, another chemical weapons attack.
And it's always bullshit. Yeah. And so this time he said the Russians are responsible for it. And I think, you know, that's pretty much okay. You can now say, that Trump is calling out a Cold War with the Russians, which is really sad because, you know, we at least thought maybe there was some chance that with Trump as president, we would see a slight improvement with, you know, Russian relations.
He promised it, of course.
But they knuckled him under with this Russiagate, and that's what it was all about. It was like they had to keep their thumb on him long enough to where he really, you know, alienated Putin and sent him packing, and there's no hope of negotiating. And now that point has been, reached, and that's probably why this thing's just about to fall apart and come out in the open and just go away quietly.
You know, it's interesting. The real Cold War, when it was on, but there was actually reason to believe that we were in danger. What kind of danger are we in from Vladimir Putin and Russia now, except that which is created and promulgated by the horrors calling themselves the mainstream media? What danger are we in, really?
We're in none. However, the Rothschild Rockefeller oil axis in the Middle East is in great peril. And this is a century-old colonial scheme that is coming to an end. And, you know, you look at Iraq and how they've turned towards the Russians. They get a lot of oil, second most in the world after Saudi. Well, maybe third because Venezuela now is supposed to be ahead of everybody. Right. But a lot of oil in Iraq anyway. And, you know, Syria is a total disaster. The last thing they did, what was it last week? They said we're going to send this, but they call it a border security force, 30,000 strong. YPG Kurds, the same Peshmerga brethren in Iraq that we replaced ISIS with when ISIS were defeated. Then we used this YPG to say we mopped up ISIS in Syria all the while slaughtering civilians. And it was just a small pocket of ISIS anyway. There was nothing to it. Right. But it made a big show of it, right? And so now the same bunch of Kurds, just as I predicted, they deployed them along the border. They said they're going to deploy them on the border with Turkey as a border security force. But in fact, what it is, of course, is a frontal assault on Assad from the entire Turkish border south and controlling that territory, which is important because that's the border where they smuggle the oil. That's the border where they smuggle who knows what else. I'm sure 10-year-old kids, probably pedophile networks, drugs, gold, diamonds, all kinds of stuff, whatever these guys do, and we know who these guys are. And so, you know, it was just funny because this time, time. It was the Turks that just said, you know, well, we're going to send some tanks, some troops, and air cover, and wipe these guys out. Your 30,000-man border force. And that's what they're doing right now. They're wiping out the U.S. proxy army in northern Syria.
Well, is that what caused...
peril to the oil boys here, and they're worried.
That's right.
And they're nervous, and they don't like the Russians because of it. See, this is what really galls them, because they're taking away the... They're taking away the oil. They're not stealing it, but they're giving it back to the Syrians.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving it back to the Iraqis, back to the rightful owners of the oil in the region. And this is all that. For 100 years, we've just taken it at
right.
will, whenever
oh,
we
yeah.
want it.
There's so been a complete flip-flop on our support for one of the other Kurdish factions. I can't remember which mm-hmm. one, but we totally did a 180 on them in like mm-hmm. less than mm-hmm. 10 days. So that's weird. Now, Erdogan... Yeah, Erdogan is saying that he may go all the way through Syria to the Iraq border.
That's what I heard. And, you know, and the Syria doesn't like it either because Erdogan's supporting this democratic, you know, Syrian Democratic Union or whatever it is. So he's, you know, Turks are supporting another faction actually against Assad. So that complicates the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, in terms of, you know, because Russia sort of gave the Turks the go-ahead here. But they're, of course, allies of the Assad. So it complicates things. But the bottom line is, you know, the U.S., again, has been defeated. And they were defeated in Afghanistan. It's never been more dangerous than right now in Kabul. I mean, the Intercontinental Hotel just got, you know, what, 26 people
died. But never fear, because Donald is going to send...
Hotel.
Donald is sending 1,000 more American boys and girls over there to kill and be killed. Just more cannon fodder. Another 1,000.
They just don't get it, because the more they're there now, some of the 60 Minutes report where they actually, when you fly into Kabul, like if you're with the press or whatever, they actually, they don't even drive through the streets of Kabul anymore from the airport to the military base. They actually fly people from the airport in these little hovercrafts, because it's gotten so dangerous in Kabul. I mean, it's gotten so dangerous. Save the Children was attacked the other day, you know. You know, it's just out of control. Afghanistan is never more dangerous than it is right now, and we're on the verge of being run out of
this
Afghanistan.
This is what we have achieved.
The reality of it.
We have achieved.
That's what we've achieved.
All of this in 18 years. Wow.
Yeah, all this, for all this money and all this. But again, they got the cheap smack, and then they got, you know, they got some things they wanted out of it. But in the end, you know, that's what's going on. Actually, is the United States is being defeated militarily in the Middle East and in many fronts, and that's why they have to focus on Russiagate, focus on North Korea, which is a red herring. They're not going to do nothing with North Korea. It's just they want to take people's attention off the Middle East and, you know, continue to try to throw these Hail Marys like this YPG force and, you know, different things they're going to come up with to try to, you know, get the oil back. But it's not working, and, you know, so this is a good thing. This is a big thing. This is something that's going to change the balance in the world.
Who was it that said the other day, I forget who it was, somebody said, isn't it time we just got the hell out of Afghanistan? So what did Trump do? He announces through the Pentagon, or the Pentagon announced through him, that they're going to send another 1,000 Americans in there. This is so despicable. And then the A-10 Warthogs are going to be deployed in there. 18 years, and Kabul isn't even safe. Your point is very well taken.
And it's just, I mean, the metaphor of, you know, these foreigners flying into your country from the air, and then from the airport, they fly these little things over your city to their air base.
Embarrassing.
I mean, it's just got to piss these people off to no end. It's just, they just must look at us and go, God, these people are just, oh my God, you know. In other words, the longer we're there doing that kind of stuff, the more people hate us, the more people turn against us. And that's what's happening. More every day turn against us.
Generation.
Even you're the president of Afghanistan talking. Right. He doesn't even want us there anymore. And he's a total puppet. You know, he was.
Yeah.
But he doesn't even want us there. So it's getting pretty bad. I mean, we're not popular at all. We're getting less popular. And it's just looking a lot like Vietnam situation where pretty soon they're just going to surround our embassy and, you know, probably with their own troops and just say, get out. Just get out. And,
we'll find out.
I don't know if these idiots will even get out. They'll probably come up with some other great, you know, let's invade from Uzbekistan and take this corner up here. And I don't know. It's just bizarre. But I don't think it matters, Jeff, because the bottom line is the more chaos, the more death, the more, you know, war. It's just money for these people. They're just vampires. empires. They live off it. And that's the sad part, is it doesn't even matter if we win these things or lose to these.
Well, no, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference. It's all about the money.
Money, and they're making money hand over fist. And, you know, stock market's at 26,000 and going up every day. And
boy, is that nuts. Is it, the whole thing is into complete insanity.
It's insanity, and they got us. I mean, it's you know, there's...
What can we do about it, literally?
What can we do? I mean, at this point, so what I'm saying, I guess the only hope I have is that some international order changes and other countries can take care of this, because, with the money and the elections here and the lack of democracy that ensues in this country, there's no democracy. I mean, it's that's why we get a choice.
It is
Trump.
Because, it is, exactly. It is so bad.
They hate them both. And we had to do it because the money said, this is your choice. That's what the money said, you know. And
that's right.
It's so bad. And it's just like a cartoon, kind of. But the rest of the world sees it. And, you know, at least now the Palestinians, for example, they know that, you know, the U.S. is not an honest broker, never has been. And they can just write us off as negotiators.
They must feel pretty damn
isolated. At least they know that
now.
And 100% on that. Yeah. And Fatah and Hamas and the Front for Liberation of Palestine, all the different factions are kind of unifying on that premise, because some of the factions trusted us, like Fatah, and maybe shouldn't have.
Nope.
So at least the illusions, this is the thing about Trump, he's a total fascist, it's out in the open, this is what it is, this is what, you know, this is what you want everything, you know, private, you want your rates on your insurance, on your car to double, you want your, you know, education to be increasingly privatized, you want your medical costs to go up, you know, what else? I mean, what else do you want? What can we do for you?
Social Security to go down.
Do you like it? Is this enjoyable for you?
Yeah.
And the rest of the world says the same, and the rest of the world at least says, no, this sucks. But even the most Americans, I mean, Trump's got 35% approval, so at least even some of his voters have turned on him. It's ridiculous. I mean, Betsy DeVos, the education sector, you know, she's the sister of Eric Prince of Blackwater.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, wow. I mean, it's just all billionaires and all this part of this military-industrial clique.
It's really disgusting. I've never been more...
You
know, it's bad with the Clintons. It was worse with Bush and even worse with Obama. And now I think it's worse yet.
It just keeps getting worse.
Doesn't matter what label is in there.
No, it doesn't matter. It's just the money. And money, you know, money's going to decide on both sides. Money,
and they're looting everything they possibly can loot. And lurking behind all this is whom? Israel and Netanyahu. Yeah. The Syrians just found a whole crapload of Israeli-made weapons and chemicals in Syria.
Right,
all right, so who's behind all this? The same old treacherous international Zionists. The same people who invaded and conquered Russia and installed the Soviet Union and cost, 100 million people their lives ultimately.
Yep.
And it was all about controlling the resources. And then when the Soviet Union collapsed and the Rothschilds lost control of it, they've been trying to get it back ever since. And that's really at the bottom line in a very primitive way as to understand why Russia is constantly being lambasted by these phony people in the media. They've done nothing wrong. We're trying to create an enemy where there isn't one. I've never been more ashamed of this country.
No, I don't think I have either. And I've been pretty ashamed of it in the past.
Yeah.
But right now, it's a new low. And then still, just the two camps droning on and on and on. And some trying to convince me that, Trump, he's still going to pull out the, you know, he's going to...
I feel so sorry for those people.
Blah, blah.
He's really working behind the scenes. He's working behind the scenes, Dean. He's still pushing his agenda. There are people being rounded up and they're being sent to Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Remember, Soros is in Guantanamo, and they're all in there, and they're all going
to.
It's all crap. It's all crap. You got to see these people on the internet who keep spewing these inside leaks, and they're all liars. It's not true.
It's coming from Langley, man. It's all just coming straight out of
Langley. Thank you. That's exactly right.
So while they just, continue to loot, pillage, deregulate, hand over wilderness areas in Utah, I don't know, whatever it is they're going to do, they're going to do it now. And they really do have a kind of a mandate. We voted for fascism, aren't we cool? So, but it's not just us. I mean, you look at, boy, some other countries in the world going crazy, like Poland. I mean, Hungary. I mean, there's a right-wing movement in Europe. Or it's just, I don't know. It's just out of control.
And, yeah, you mentioned that they knuckled Trump under. There's another thing that just happened, and I don't believe these things are just coincidental or rogue or spontaneous. The Stormy Daniels thing. All right. Now, remember, here's Trump getting ready to go to Davos. He's going over to Davos, the International Economic Forum, the summit. And Melania is getting ready to go with him. And then the Stormy Daniels thing breaks. Well, Melania isn't going anywhere to be humiliated and looked at and snickered at. So she didn't go. Not that I really care about any of this, but it's like a soap opera. She
but
didn't
she went
go.
To the Holocaust Memorial instead.
Yeah, yeah, but she's not going to Davos because
right.
Trump was caught with his pants down with yet another woman. Okay, so now why should she go? She shouldn't. I'm hoping, frankly, that she files for divorce. I think women need to stand up. She should say, "Look, I don't approve of this. I'm not going to live my life with somebody like this. It's wrong. I'm not in an open marriage. Sorry." And file for divorce.
Yeah, I would, but
she won't.
You know, yeah. I mean, and it's just and again, it's just another way to right before Davos, just to kind of put a little collar on Trump, and you know, kind of you know, watch your step over there, buddy. Don't piss off any bankers. You know, don't.
Well, remember they got
the guy from Barclays. You know, and
yeah,
you know, or we got this Stormy Daniels thing, and there's more after that.
There's endless Stormy Daniels things, but more than that. What else do they have in waiting in the wings? They got
all kinds of stuff.
200 Stormy Daniels, but they got Mikey Pence. He's just waiting.
Heart attack.
One heart attack away from the White House.
Yeah, wearing his little menorah and pledging allegiance to Beelzebub at the Wailing Wall. And yeah, that was a real show, man. They had a little riot in the Israeli parliament when he showed up, but all Palestinians, of course, but... But at least, yeah, they made a little commotion while he was there. And,
no, Pence is awful.
When I was watching that, I thought, Jesus, no, please don't impeach Trump. Please don't take Trump out. No, this guy's really creepy.
He's way creepier than Trump.
Way creepier than Trump, yeah. And he's one of these, you know, Christian Zionists, I think, pretty much.
Yep.
Where they think they just have to, like... back Israel into, you know, a situation where Israel's annihilated? Is that how it goes? Israel has to be annihilated for us to be raptured? Isn't that kind of how the story goes?
Yeah.
So it's just crazy.
But
it's
he's a very, very, very scary guy. I don't like that mindset at all. Mm-hmm. I think he's twisted. You know, and you think about all the horrors that go on that we never hear about, all the compromised people in the Congress, they're all owned or they wouldn't be there. They're all perverts. They're demented. They're crooks. They're criminals. Uncle Joe Biden, the man can't keep his hands off little girls in public, for God's sake.
What they say about Pence, too. He's a pedophile.
I heard.
Imagine that.
Yeah, funniest thing. Yeah. Who's a? Oh God, there's so many of them. The governor of Indiana. What is it? He ran for president.
And
he lived with a guy for 10 years or 12 years in Washington.
Oh, is this the guy we were all supposed to like? And
yeah.
He's a great guy. I don't know. It just somehow is almost like a covenant that you have to be a pedophile to be elected to Congress. Is that what it is? I don't know. It's scary. The degenerates that are running this country. I mean, it's really something.
They are really ugly people.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. We'll be right back with Dean. Okay, back with Dean Henderson. These Midwestern governors, John Kasich was the one I was talking about. Just don't know why I drew a blank. Maybe I'm sick and tired of pedophiles and homosexuals and fakes and all the rest of it. You look at these governors, though. Come on, Scotty Walker, John Kasich, Ricky Snyder. You know, they're all just... if you study up on this stuff, you just want to puke. And Kasich's going to run again. And I'll tell you the honest to God truth, I have just given up. I hope Hillary runs again. I just enjoy the perversity of the soap opera. It's the greatest show on earth to watch these clowns, these criminals. Go for it, Hillary. Go ahead.
Oprah Winfrey, come on, Jeff. Come on. Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, well, we got her on video saying that she hates Whitey. And white people have to die. So that's going to be a bit of a problem for her. You know, all these people say all these things over the years, and now in the digital age, it's hard to run away. I don't care what your alleged political persuasion is. You got stuff.
Yep.
Anyhow.
Yeah, I know that.
Oprah.
It's just increasingly.
No more celebrity presidents. No more celebrity presidents.
Oh, man. Will not be, but yeah,
maybe we should have more. So I don't know. What do we want?
More.
Professional politicians?
I think, Bozo the Clown Man or something like that. But let's just make it like that. Just make it a spectacle. Because that's what it is.
It is. That's why I'm telling you. I hate Hillary as much as anybody. I hate them all.
Jesse Ventura maybe, could get out there. At least Jesse Ventura's, one
Let's
of
make
guys.
It more of a show than it was last time. Let's keep it fun, huh?
Yeah,
what the hell?
It fun. Costs, just keep it fun. It's so fun.
God.
I'm having so much fun. I know. Killing me, but yeah, it's really, I don't know what to say. I mean, I've given up too. I don't think there's any hope politically. I mean, as far as voting or any of that, that's just a joke. I mean, voting, that's a joke.
It's an obscenity.
I say that, but I just really believe it's true. I know.
Yeah.
I used to be one of these that said, no, you have to vote or you can't complain and da 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 and all that. But no, anymore. No, it's just a joke. Don't bother. And the only thing that's going to change this is if people get hungry, people take up arms, people fight back, there's a revolution. That's the only way. Or an outside country just clocks these people and, I don't know, somehow drags them before the International Criminal Court, all of them. And,
But that's as corrupt as anything is.
But that's our thing.
Do
it because that's our instrument and that's
right.
Our organ. And of course, that's not going to happen.
Just remember, here's rule one. Here's rule one and rule only. If it has any power, influence, or authority, it has already been penetrated and co-opted and controlled by international Zionism or whatever other group you want to cite. It doesn't matter. Nothing is left to chance. It's all controlled and manipulated. Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. And it'll get worse and worse with electronics and the ability to just know where you're at all the time, know what you're thinking, know what everything, and then know what your weaknesses are, you got all these things now, your whole life's out in public. It's just like, I mean, they got this commercial now with this kid, and the kid's like, I don't know, you don't even know if it's a girl or a boy, and then, maybe it's a girl because his fingernails are painted or hers.
How many different gender assignments are there now that you can adopt? Over 20, I think. Over 20.
Right.
And every one of these, Dean, every one of these parents that allows or caters to that, you don't have to decide until you're an older person. Honest to God, I think there are arguments to be made that they're not fit parents at all. This is not right.
Yeah, maybe that's the state for, the state.
I don't want the state involved. I mean, what are the options? Where do you go?
There's no good options.
It's gross child abuse. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. It's not. It's just people have no. There's no discernment anymore.
None.
And
further than that, there's no accountability. Struggling. Nobody's responsible. It's not my fault. I'm a victim.
No. Yeah, and I'm a victim, but I'm going to join a lynch mob on somebody else, and it was their fault. It's just like, but it's just getting creepy, and I don't know. People are getting dumber. That's not on our side. I don't know. I don't see, what's a person supposed to do with the rest of his life or whatever,
Dean, really. Dean, what's going to happen? We got the millennials, we got Gen X, now we got Gen Snowflake.
Tattoo parlors are just doing booming business.
Oh, but they're all individuals because I'm an individual
unique.
And I got a tattoo. I'm unique.
Rebellious and unique. And it's just herd them into this camp, herd them into that camp.
Oh, and then here's go ahead. I got something to add.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Here, look. Here's the kicker. We are being controlled and influenced by various forms of electromagnetic signals.
Yeah,
it's coming from cell phone towers. They got a new one now. It's called millimeter microwaves, and you can get your own high-speed, ultra-high-speed internet with a millimeter microwave dish on your house. They're blasting those at ground level. Now, if that isn't bad enough, we got all these sources. I think the electronic grid is also carrying. We're electrical first, so they can create within us electronically whatever emotion they want, basically.
Yeah.
And here are these, how many, 100, 200 million people, and they hold up these devices, smartphones.
Yeah.
I look at them as re-radiating devices. They're picking up the broadband signal from a cell tower system or whatever, a Gwen tower system or millimeter microwaves. They're picking it up, they're concentrating it, and they can decode it, they can add things to it, and they're blasting it right into your brain.
Yeah.
Right there. You're holding it up to your brain, and you're being controlled. You are holding up the control device to your brain that they are using to control the masses.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. They sold you like a prison bracelet, and it's a phone, but it's a prison bracelet, and you bought it, and you love it. You go to bed and sleep with it, and it's your prison. And it reminds me of the Gusev quote. It's like, man isn't living in a prison. You know, man is a prison.
Oh, yeah.
Because what kind of creature would just give away all of its freedom and all of its everything to have this thing?
They got addicted. They got tricked.
It ruins its life.
They got tricked.
Wrecks its life.
They got
destroys
tricked.
All its relationships with other creatures.
Most addictive thing I've ever seen.
Discernment. Destroys its sense of morals. And what kind
destroys
of
humanity. It destroys humanity. And now we've got this war, Dean, and you may not agree, I don't know if you do, but I view this war about all of these women who are coming forward claiming that they've been sexually abused. Okay, a lot of that happens. All right, granted. But a lot of that is traditional forever male-female hormonal interactions, okay?
Exactly.
And
it's
women do the same to men as men do to women.
Yep.
And I'm saying that 75% of those are consensual adults doing they're kidding each other, pranking, whatever. And trying to drive normal heterosexual reproduction cycles off.
Yeah.
They're trying
That's
to destroy them.
Depopulation.
That's it.
You know, throw
That's
in the
it.
Towel. I'm just going to be gay. I can't handle it.
That's
whatever.
It. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and just wrecking. It's just a wrecking ball right now. And again, driven by technology, driven by social media, driven by Twitter, driven by all that stuff. Creating these lynch mobs of in this case it's women, and for the ones that it's real abuse, of course, man, this pedophile gymnast coach, of course, it's terrible to clean these guys up, throw them in prison. But there's a lot of this. It's just like a piling on effect. I mean, there's this one gal with Matt Lauer or whatever, and she was like 23 when she had this thing with Matt Lauer, and she said, you wrecked my psyche and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, you're 23.
Please.
You're an adult. Shut up. You know, it's just like you said, there's this man and woman thing that goes on. And it's not always just this black and white.
And a lot
thing.
Of women who try to come on to
a man
and the guy doesn't respond, and she's going to get even, isn't she?
Yeah.
Because her ego has just been beaten up. All right. That's one.
Exactly.
It happened.
Exactly.
Wait, one other thing about Lauer. There was one woman, and I don't know how old she is now, maybe 45, 50. She said, 20 years ago I was in his office, and I was sitting there minding my own business across the desk from him, and he said, why don't you take your blouse off? And she did. And now she's bitching about what happened after that. Yeah.
Well, not my problem. Not my, I mean, I know. And it's just, I don't know, man. People just... it's such a culture of retribution is what I'm seeing. The United States of America is a culture of retribution. And it's just all about, like, how can we hurt a certain group of people, a certain bunch of people? You know, and it's just, like, so divisive. And it's just, like, it's just segment, chop, 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 chopping this whole country up into these little slivers or whatever. and turn them against
each
other.
Oh, our society is being shredded. You are right.
They want retribution. Boy, the little sliver over here wants some retribution on the little sliver over there. And, I mean, what is it that, why is it that, and it's driven by, I think, self-hatred. Like, you know, people think they don't deserve nothing either. Like, they should punish themselves, go jogging or whatever kind of horse shit. And it's like, yeah, just punish yourself. Yeah, that's what, and that's what the corporations want. That's what the bankers want. And then that attitude gets kind of extended to the whole society, and we're calling for people's heads and different things. And it's just, it's not even civilized. I mean, it's not, it's just devolved to the point of, I don't think there's been a human culture lived on this earth that was as you know, the one to mete out this retribution any more than this right here. And it's really sad, man. It's just it just makes you want to just hide out, lay low, get away from me, stay away from me. I don't want to deal with any of you, because I'm sure there's going to be one of you that, you know, I say something about Israel, or I say something about something, and, oh, man, you're going to want to hang me next in the public square. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's just so sad.
I know exactly what you're saying. It has. It has. The kinder, gentler times that we had in the past are just gone. And the young people now coming up, they never experienced those times or those feelings. The idea of accountability, of goals, of striving, they didn't have to go through that, so they don't know what it is. Now they only know this horrible cell phone, smartphone, digital age of non-responsibility, victimhood, snowflakehood, and now genderhood. My God.
It's just evil come into the world, man. And I feel sorry for them that they didn't experience what we got.
They lost so much. They did. They lost out on so much. Yeah, they'll never know what they lost.
No. And that's your moral compass, that knowing that what we knew, and just knowing the kind of normal, you know, like this kind of normal, you know. People that have
They don't know what normal was.
They don't even know how to act anymore.
They don't know how to act.
You call them, they won't call you back. You Facebook them, they'll Facebook you back in 2 seconds. And if you call them, they won't call you for weeks. And I mean, it's
game
just,
players.
They don't know how to act. They don't know how to behave properly.
Yeah.
You know, it's really,
it's called common courtesy, care, kindness. Those things are all out the door.
Out the window. Clue. And I mean, it is just bizarre. And this is what we're up against. Yeah, as far as, okay, you already got the bankers and the Illuminati and the Zionists, and the Mafia, and you already got that to deal with. Well, now we got the general public to deal with too, and they're going nuts. And yeah, a lot of it is this microwave, you know, weaponry that they're employing.
Where do you think all the research went in the U.S. military for the last decade?
It went into low-frequency weapons. That's where it went. Where do you think it's going now?
ELF.
5G cell towers.
5G is going to be, that's the final control. Yeah, it's the final control of the individual. Yep. It's all embedded. And they're all going to hold that little re-radiating transmitter right up to their heads to make sure that they're fully programmed at all times. Yep. Oh, yes.
Get rid of them, people. Get rid of them cell phones. Get rid of them smartphones. They're dumb phones. They're going to kill you. They're destroying you. They're destroying your family. I don't have one. I don't have a cell phone.
I don't. I have one. It's discharged. I had to buy it years ago. I never used it. I've never used it once. It's in the drawer. Yeah. I'll end up throwing it out or giving it away.
Yep.
I don't have one. No.
No. Get rid of them. We got to go the other way. We got to go back to,
you know, I used to say I need to have a smartphone or a cell phone for the car. I don't need it. You know why? Because every damn car on the road has one. Yeah. What the hell do I need one for?
Don't worry. Yeah. They already know where you're at. Yep. No, I know. And, you know, no, you don't need one. You don't need one. They're killing people. They're really just, they're killing us.
No one's talking about brain tumors anymore either, and that's a big deal. This G5 is going to be, see, if people just understood that we are electrical. Our thought processes, our brain, it's an electrical machine, and it can
energy.
Be interfered with and led and directed and controlled and configured so easily. And they're way down the road from what they're going to tell us. They'll never tell us what's really going on. Now, I ran a story the other day. They have a little device that can be injected into the body. It can crawl. It can swim. It can walk. It can move through the body. and do things through the blood system. And all. It's little. Now, this is not necessarily nano, but the point is it's misdirection. What they have is 20 years further down the road, and they can use those and are using them right now all the time. They're inhalable. They don't have to inject somebody with a chip. You can breathe it.
And it's just everything's getting closer to that anyway with this, you know, phone that you can pay with your face now and everything, and this Abilify.
Pay with your face. I like that.
Pay with your face, man. And, I mean, these commercials, did you see the Taco Bell commercial, the Illuminati commercial for Taco Bell yet?
No.
Yeah, Taco Bell has just come out and done this Illuminati commercial. And the question at the end, and it's like this creepy, you know, these creepy people and this pyramid and all this stuff, and I'm kind of mocking it. They're doing two things. They're making fun of the concept, but they're also like throwing it in our face, because right at the end, they're like, is this for a secret society? Is this for the common man? And they're like, the answer is yes. And so basically acknowledging the existence of the secret society, and they're sort of like throwing it in our face, like, yep, we're here.
Oh,
and we get to eat tacos too. But it's just like, that's where we're at. They're just out in the open now. They're just like,
funny.
Here we are. Yep, you're right. You know,
They're grinding it into their
face. And they're grinding it in. Yeah, they're just grinding it in. They know they can. There's nothing we can do to stop them.
No.
And
the tipping point long ago. It actually happened further back than most people understand. When the cell phone came in, that was the foothold. Then it went to smartphone, and it was over. That's when it ended. See, the addiction of it, and these people can't even put these damn things down. They can't turn them off, stick them in their pockets. It is instant gratification, or instantly you're told you have worth because you got a message. You have worth on this planet. You don't get a message? God, what's going on, you know?
Yeah, so you're on this emotional yo-yo.
That's right.
Do you have delusions of grandeur?
3,800 text messages a month, the average high schooler.
I'm so important. I'm not important at all. I'm so important. I'm not important at all. You know, it's like, I don't know. But it's just all centered towards the you, the I. You know, there's no we there anymore. There's no us.
Did you get that one? 3,800 messages a month, the average high schooler texts out. 3,800 a month.
God, it's like, how many is that a day, man? It's like over 100 a day.
3,800.
Wow. Yeah, and that passes for social interaction, I guess. And that's about it. Yeah, little texting, and then that's your social time, and then go play some video games and be antisocial, I guess. Something like that. No, it's just really pathetic. And it's ruining people's lives and destroying. History, it's destroying history, it's destroying authenticity is what it's destroying. There's no authenticity anymore, too much, you know. And there's going to be less all the time. Everybody's just going to be the same.
That's a very good word.
They're going to inflect their voice the same. You know, you notice that? Like, people inflect their voice the same, they talk the same. I mean, if you, you know, start, like, listening to TV people and stuff.
What they're doing, Dean, is they're mimicking these icons and role models, even if they don't admit it, they're mimicking. They're getting their personality basics. And who are the average people? The average people are not unique individual characters anymore. They're composites of a multiplicity of little factors, character quirks that they find and they see, and they glue these all together to make their own persona. It's as bogus as it gets. It's a mask.
Based on mass media. I remember when I came back one time I was in India. Okay, there was no TV at that time. This is late 80s. So the Indians would occasionally at night, they'd go around the electronics store and they'd watch like the news through the big glass window. There'd be like 20 or 30 of them, you know, because nobody had TVs, unless they were really rich, I guess. Then I went to Thailand, but it was so nice. Anyway, no TV. So you'd always just at night in India, when you, you know, at a guest house, you'd just sit around and talk to people and talk to everyone. Everyone was talking. Then I went to Thailand and there was TVs. Had come, and so the guest house owners were like fixated on TV, and then you go to the restaurants and all that, there'd be movies and nobody'd really talk and they'd just be watching movies. And then I came back to America and I was like, yeah, the people that I would come in contact with, they all were mimicking TV show slogans or certain lines in movies or certain, Exactly. And basically creating a composite sketch of themselves on mass media.
Whatever they think is cool, it becomes a part of their exterior persona.
Now I'm so cool because I can say that, just like that guy on TV said. And it is just, I just remember it being so creepy. And that was back, you know, late 80s. And so, look where we're at now. I mean,
I used to talk about that back then. I said, you know, young people then were creating their exterior personalities by picking and choosing from the mass media, little attributes or quirks or personality styles, and they'd pull pieces from here and there, rock music, it didn't matter, lyrics, and they would make their own mask, which they put on whenever they went out.
Make it up.
So you don't know who the hell you're meeting when you meet somebody.
You don't know who you're dealing with.
No.
You don't know who you're dealing with, and it's just all, it's a fantasy, it's like a, it's just made up. It's, there's no authenticity there at all. So that's what we're up against. You know, we got the banksters still romping, 26,000 on the Dow, and then we get the people on the other side just punting and playing little sketches on their iPhone for each other, and trying to be the cutest person in the room, I guess.
125. Let's just round it off. 125 text messages a day. Per person.
Average high school.
Think about it. 125 a day. And a lot of them, you know, when they go to sleep at night, they had, this is a several years ago, they're still doing it. They'll have a group of pals, buddies, you know, mixed groups. And they'll at night, they'll dial up in this, I guess they call it like a daisy chain. They all get 10 people on a call or whatever it is. And they leave these phones open all night into this daisy chain. And if they wake up, they can start talking to each other. Somebody else will be awake. And all night long, they're chattering back and forth in and out of sleep. And they're on this conference call with however many, 10, 20 people. It doesn't matter. But this is what they're doing.
Actually met these other people, you know, physically, like in the flesh, you know, or if these are people from other cities.
You can actually meet people and work with them for years and never see them, never talk to them.
Yeah. The other thing that's been so great about technology is how it's lightened our workload so much, hasn't it? And that was another big myth, a big lie they sold us this bill of goods with, you know, how it's going to make life so easy and we're just all going to have these robots vacuum in our houses. Instead, it's made our lives more busy and crazy and chaotic and added things to do and make, you know,
well,
more projects.
All I can say, and we've got to go, but let me just say that for all of you listening who lived in good times and were good people back then, and you look now at seeing, and there are a few exceptions, but not many, you got to feel just what honestly, I hate to say this, but what is the hope for the future? These kids, these younger people, these three generations are completely controlled controlled by the digital world and the media, social media. It's all controlling them.
Very sad. Very sad.
It is sad. Yeah. Dean, thank you. Salute. You take care of yourself, huh?
You too, amigo. Okay. Be cool. We'll talk to you down the line, Jeff.
Yeah, all right. You betcha.
All right.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Dean Henderson. A lot of truth in that hour, and so much more we could have added, but you people get it, you know, or you wouldn't be listening here. All right, back in a minute.